And then I had said earlier that the open call, I mean, do we want to have people had a chance to look at the agenda? Do we want to add anything, or do these look like the right topics? So the people on the phone who are not in front of a computer, I can just read the topics out real quick. So we wanted to do an update on selecting an interim chair for the group. We wanted to review and finalize the proposal document that's on the wiki. I know between this meeting and the last meeting, there's been some updates and comments, so we probably want to take one more pass at that, resolve any open issues. And then I know Karen had brought up the topic before and she's on vacation now, but we can still discuss it. There was the topic of if and how we want to bring something about a DCI working group into the member summit in a couple weeks. So any other topics people want to bring up?
No, but I've got a clarification on the proposal to the TSC.
All right, yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if I got wires crossed between notes with Salona and meeting minutes from this group, but we were hoping to do it a little earlier, and then with canceling meetings for the 4th of July and the week before that, we got it onto the agenda for this week. So I have sent a note to the TSC and put it on the agenda for tomorrow's meeting.
Great.
So if people are available to attend that meeting tomorrow and help represent the proposal and our intent, that would be ideal. I don't know if we'll try to bring it to a vote during that meeting. Usually how that kind of thing goes is try to sense as best as possible the opinions of the group before you actually ask them to formally state whether they approve it, and then try to make a call whether you take a vote at that meeting or at a subsequent meeting.
Okay, that's good to clarify. I'm just capturing that in the notes that there won't necessarily be a vote tomorrow. All right, but great that there's a discussion. So obviously for that, we should probably finalize the proposal doc. So maybe that's a good next discussion point, and then we can have a discussion about the interim chair. So here, let me drop the proposal doc in the chat channel on Zoom just in case people don't have it.
Given the the upcoming travel for many of us, I would wonder if we should just move all of this conversation to the TSC list, like for the proposal, to just be able to get this done in a reasonable amount of time. Because I'm gone for 2 weeks, and I know a lot of other people are gone for a couple of weeks.
You're saying if it doesn't come to a vote and get resolved tomorrow?
Right. Yeah. If I don't know, Dan, what your feeling is about whether it's going to be more successful this time than it was last time, but
there's been some back channeling with some of the people that were negative last time, and sounds like they're positive this time. So I never want to count my TSC chickens before they hatch. But I don't envision there being strong resistance tomorrow. It's usually the case, though, that people like to wordsmith things or otherwise revise proposals. So my guess is that we'll get some of that tomorrow, and then we'll do some revisions and then bring it back the following week for a vote. But if everybody's just supportive and nobody has revisions proposed to it, then I think we would just call for a vote.
So I would propose at the end of this meeting, when we're all happy with the document, send an email to the TSC list and say, this is the proposal that we're going to submit tomorrow. Please comment in the wiki or, use the proposed editing thing, because I just want to get the ball rolling, and we've been playing patty cake for a long time, and it's just, I already said my piece, so.
Yeah. Well, sure. So that's already in the email to the TSC. What my understanding was after our last phone meeting for this group was that we spent live time editing the document, and then we were going to give it like a week to mature, and then we'd send that out to the TSC. And so that's what I've done. So we can definitely feel free to make revisions during this meeting, but I think we're already at that point where we're saying this is within hitting distance of being as perfect as it'll ever get.
Yeah, and I can see on the bottom, if people scroll to the bottom of that proposal, several of the TSC members have said they reviewed it. So I guess that's already, I mean, to your point, Dan, you've shared it. People have looked at it. Some people have looked at it. Rye, was your point about if we make changes, we should let people know that it's been updated, or?
Right. But it's just more to get out in front of any possible objections. I want to hear the objections sooner rather than later. And I really am not a fan of getting on the TSC call and having a lot of back and forth about, you know, wordsmithing. I'd rather just have an up or down vote and, you know, do everything in writing.
Did we submit this as an email to the TSC? And I haven't seen it yet. Do you know, Dan?
Yeah.
Because I know we added it to the agenda, but we should try to get them on a thread maybe ahead of time, because I think what Rye's talking about is sometimes the TSC is kind of harsh on their meetings if they haven't hashed some of their stuff out in email ahead of time. So I think it's a good plan to try to make sure that they have some discussion in advance, because it does seem like they don't read a lot of the stuff until the last minute. Even when we're putting up the agenda, you know, several days before. So if we can like encourage that in any way, I think that would be good.
Yeah. So you'll see in the agenda that there's a link for the proposal and a link to the note to the mail list. And I'll put both of those links in chat here.
Great. I see it. Thanks.
So it's entirely possible that come this time tomorrow, people will not have caught up on their TSC mail threads and will not have seen it. But I think just in the spirit of trying to nudge things forward as expeditiously as possible, I'm going to, you know, keep it on the agenda and try to control feedback to be oriented towards that mail list perspective.
Okay, great. Do we want to take one more pass at the proposal doc just to say it's final? Because as far as I understand, there's still some comments that we want to review and discuss.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, do people have that open?
Yep.
Great.
I know there were comments last week or 2 weeks ago about some of the stuff I had added to this document as recommendations for the Hyperledger staff. So I think, sorry for jumping in here, Dave, but
no.
That's something Please. We can open questions for now if you guys have questions about it, like why I put that in there, where it came from.
No, that's perfect. That was going to be my ask to you. Yeah.
So Dave, my concern with the wording is that it kind of lends itself to leading this working group as far as what they should propose back to the Hyperledger staff. Specifically looking at 3B and the information that's under there, I really feel like this is the problem with all diversity sorts of programs where they push to force their requirements of bringing on that diverse community versus that diverse community wanting to participate, right? So I feel like, hey, we want non-white males to participate, so therefore we're going to give special privileges to non-white males, and sorry that we're going to not recognize you for your strength and your contributions, but we're going to recognize you because you were born with the wrong skin color or the wrong gender.
Yeah, I get your concerns. I think it could be, it's probably poorly worded because I'm new to this and it's a bit awkward for me to explain this, but if you don't think we should make recommendations like this, I'm fully open to it. But the concern is that just from a statistical sampling standpoint, you know, we tend to do RFPs where we go to our community and say, hey, propose things, right? And our community is not diverse. So when you random sample from our community, it's not, the sampling you get is not going to be diverse either. And it's very difficult to move this needle if you're not, let me be very careful about how I say this. The invite process could be a way of having people nominate people for something, right? It could be an open process, right? People could nominate people from our community. So it doesn't have to necessarily be explicitly the goal for expanding diversity, but you know, people would be free to choose who they would nominate to be invited as speakers. That makes sense. Because when we do a random sampling, we're just going to get a perfect statistical representation of our community. And I don't think in the end it will move the needle at all. And it's sort of a chicken and the egg problem, I think, from my perspective, the way I see it. Like if we continue to have the same representation we get in our speakers core, how are we going to project the impression that we are an open and easily accessible organization for everybody? And, you know, I would be more than happy to reword all of this and to rethink it all. I just think that their RFP process maybe is less than ideal, but if it's the only thing we've got, the only way we can do this in a way that appears to be entirely fair, then it comes down to ground game, right? Like we have to go out and hand, like behind the scenes, encourage people to submit proposals.
Well, I think
that's my thinking on all that anyway. Sorry.
No, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. My two cents, I think it's great that you offered this and are thinking about this. And this is a good example of something that, you know, if this turns into a work group, that we as a work group can work on. I mean, I think as far as the proposal goes, maybe it's too much. I mean, this is more of a discussion for us within the group versus
right.
us with the TSC. I think the work products 1, 2, 3 at a high level are relevant for the TSC to see what we're planning, but we don't need to maybe get into the weeds with them for the proposal.
With that perspective, then I suggest, I recommend that we just strike the details and we leave the top level one, which is we're going to produce recommendations for iPillager staff for like engagement in lining up speakers and our mentor menteeship program, that kind of thing. Then we can leave the door open and we can capture this into some other notes document and it'll be part of the agenda of the working group. How's that?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I don't want to lose it. Yeah. And I think Tracy brought up good points we need to address, but yeah. I don't,
for sure.
For the proposal, it doesn't seem, I don't know if other people agree or not, but it seems like maybe it would be a tangent for the proposal itself.
Yeah. I really appreciate your feedback though, Tracy. Thank you.
Yeah. I just think you should recognize the human who happens to be the most qualified to do whatever it is, mentorship or speaker. Or whatever the case happens to be, right? If that human happens to be a white male, well, so be it, right?
I agree with you.
And because otherwise you're discriminating against the white males, right? It's because they happen to be born with the right color and the right gender, right?
I agree with you totally.
So, you know, I really want to make sure that, because I don't find communities who force quotas to be a community that I would want to join and participate in.
I just want to say, I think for a lot of my colleagues on the TSC and in the contributor community, it feels like a stretch to refer to them as human.
We're all human, Dan.
Hey, Tracy, are we trying to recruit you for the TSC? The elections are coming up.
I'm waiting on the email.
Well, I can't figure out how to run your scripts to do the nominations. No, that's my task this week, Tracy, is getting that email together. So
So, Dave, thank you for, as you were saying, I don't think we should lose this. That brings up a point about, the wiki probably needs a lot of gardening when and if this gets accepted as a work group. So I don't know where the right place to put this is for now, but do you want to just make sure we don't lose it when we do reorganize the wiki as a DCI working group section?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'll grab these out of this document and I'll throw them in a document in my private space.
Okay, cool. And then
for when the committee, if the working group gets going, I'll then show up to a meeting and submit it.
Great. Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
So with that change, are there other comments?
Should I just cut off A and B now?
Let's capture it.
Yeah, Dave, you were
don't just delete it. Hold on, I'll remove it out of the doc. Okay.
Thanks.
So, okay. Yeah, carry on.
So, are there other feedback, comments, suggestions on other parts of the doc? I guess we've got the open source silence equals agreement.
That's a silence did agree with your assertion.
That's right.
We have the Salona muting herself because she's trying to hack out her lung. But yes, I think, the working group proposals, keeping it simple and to the point of the major questions that's asked is, I think, the best way of going about doing that. And then having some of the other documentation is because, if this work group doesn't get approved, I think I'll quit.
Oh my gosh, that's a threat. Wow.
Sorry. But, that's the point I'm at. Once we get it done, then, we'll throw up the wiki space for it and we'll have all the places to put it. I guess if we wanted to, you could go and hide some of it now because we do already have that one wiki space where we had the committee. And so there is some documentation there. If you want to stuff stuff over there, that might be a good place to put some things and then bring it over. But temporarily speaking, I think that'll be fine.
So I heard you say you're good with the proposal as far as finalizing it. Nobody else is disagreeing that that we finalized it? Great.
Go for it. Great.
Perfect. Just in time for the discussion tomorrow. So I guess that brings up the question about Dan, and I guess this is tied to the interim chair discussion, but who were you thinking was going to lead the discussion tomorrow?
Probably myself.
Okay.
But it would be great to have all of us on to direct questions around, and then it also doesn't appear that it's just, something that interests me. Not that that should be the assumption, since we have a pretty healthy list of interested parties in the document now. Mm-hmm.
And do we need to have somebody identified tomorrow as the interim chair? If I remember correctly from 2 weeks ago, we had said that was going to be something for us to have sorted out by today. Or do you have thoughts or do we know?
So I had put my name up because we needed to make sure that it was community driven. And then we didn't have anybody in the other meetings that volunteered for that role. I subsequently reached out one-on-one to a couple of you, nobody has really stood up for suggesting alternatives to that. I think we can still, we can still have more discussion on that. If somebody's rethought that after talking, they feel like they've fit that rationale that's been put out there for the other working groups, that it's somebody who's been engaged in creating the proposal and championing the new community.
Okay, great. So are people, anybody else interested in raising their hand for the interim chair? If not now, then just to clarify, Dan, we were saying the process would be, I don't know if we picked a date or not, but at some 60, 90 days after the formation, we'd have a more formal vote on a more permanent chair?
Yeah, I looked for, I could remember somebody saying 2 months before, but I couldn't find that documented anywhere in the processes, but at some point we should be at a relatively steady state where now the working group has been advertised and we're having regular participation from people beyond this immediate list. Or maybe it will just be this immediate list, but then we can elect a more permanent chair. And my intent would be that it's not me at that point.
Okay, great. So if nobody raises their hand, sorry, is somebody going to talk?
So the only thing, I have a quick second. All I'm going to say is I think right now, I mean, I don't feel as comfortable being like an interim chair. I mean, it's something I'd be interested down the line when we're picking something a little more permanent, because I feel like I kind of came in to these discussions a little bit later, and I'm not going to be available to do the presentation tomorrow. So those are just kind of my two thoughts.
Okay, I mean, that's reasonable. And if somebody's interested but doesn't raise their hand now, and as we said, it's in a very short time after, there's going to be another opportunity. So,
yeah, and I think that's very much the intent, that it's not the leadership gets a fairer shake once things are actually stood up.
All right. Great.
The irony of it, though, is that also that has been pointed out in some other working group discussions. It's like if you can get anybody to volunteer, that can be a difficult thing in and of itself, as opposed to there being, you know, too many people vying for a spot.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I was wondering about that's not directly in the agenda here is, there's a lot of staff participation here, and we said that, all right, like any initiative at Hyperledger, if it's not coming from the community, that's a sign that the community is not engaged there. And so we needed it to be very community driven. But I also want to make sure that we recognize all the staff input on this. And I'm just curious from staff participants here, how you guys feel about that.
Well, Dan, I think the reason why I can only speak for myself here, why I want to be involved is there's a lot of times where I am the one person responsible for going to make whatever these policies or recommendations are happen, right? So it's like, hey, Dave, go line up people for whatever. Okay, that's a common task on my to-do list. And so I want to be a part of this just so that I'm apprised of what the thinking is, and, you know, to make myself available to answer questions about, like, how does it all work? You know, like, how does our menteeship program, you know, get going? Because that's a staff run kind of thing, right? So that's why I'm here, because it affects mostly the mentor menteeship system. That's what I'm heavily involved with. But there's other things like lining up speakers for events and stuff.
We also, the CA team has to work on the tooling for the measurement aspects of it. And so that was another reason for some of the staff involvement, is so that we can properly reflect back to the Linux Foundation on the tools that they're creating, saying these are the things that we want and need going forward. So that's another reason that, you know, we're so hands-on in regards to it, is we want to make sure that what we create, we can actually measure. So I think one thing that's kind of happening, Dan, in regards to this is because of the fact, as Dave pointed out, our group is so white male. I feel like they're typically uncomfortable taking leadership roles in regards to this. And that's one reason why I think this hasn't gone forward as much as it should. In the LF in general, there's more women and there's more minorities. And so there's more people who do step up in regards to that participation. And so that's where I think that comes from. I think once we launch it, you'll have a lot more people joining when they understand that they can do it and they can participate. But I think one of the things we'll really have to be sure of when we do this launch is marketing. And that's one thing that I've been talking with Brian about a lot is we don't have a lot of external out marketing for our work groups, our SIGs, our projects, as well as I would like for that to be. And so this is something that we should consider how we market this one out beyond just the TSC phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly been under the radar. If I remember correctly, I mean, Alyssa said she hadn't even heard about this group, right? I mean, I think that's been another reason why it's been so many staff members versus community members on the calls. It's just been so informal, and there hasn't been a place to learn about it or sign up for it or anything.
Yeah, and I was really more just wanted to make sure that I'm sensitive to there's been work that everybody on staff has put into it, and you know, recognizing that effort and that engagement without at the same time creating the confusion around whether it's community driven or not. So I'll probably still at least verbally reflect that when I talk tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's helpful context. I mean, this has been kind of, as Rye was alluding to earlier, kind of there's been a lot of history here.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure that I recognize everybody's efforts in here.
Great. Thank you for that. So,
thank you.
So I was just going to ask, Dan, do you need anything else from the group before tomorrow, or do you feel like the proposal, we finalized it, we discussed the chair situation, do you have anything else you need from the group?
I can't think of anything additional.
I think most of us will be on the call tomorrow, is that correct? To give him support as he needs it.
So, Karsten, Mandy, I don't know if you guys.
Tracy. Normally... Karsten, I usually see on there. Hey. I haven't seen Mandy.
I don't have an invite for that, but I'd be happy to attend and lend support, like if I'm available for sure.
Okay, great. And then, Swetha, you're traveling, right?
Yeah, I'm traveling, so I will not be able to make it, unfortunately. But I do wish you luck.
Okay.
So, Karsten, as far as an invite goes, sorry, there's some echo. Do you see in the chat, I just dropped the link to the agenda. You can get the dial-in information and the timing in there.
Okay, thanks. I'll put it together. Thank you. Perfect.
You're in California?
So I went back on mute. Yes, I am.
Okay. So that's, I think it's 7 a.m. your time.
Yeah, 7 in the morning.
A bit early in the morning, depending on your normal schedule.
I personally, it's one thing, but that those are the windows that work for everywhere from here eastward.
Yeah.
I'm used to calls at that time. And yeah, I think I'm open, actually. So good.
I also posted a link, Karsten, to our calendar of public meetings, and you can go and add them from there to your Google Calendar.
Oh,
so there's a link on there for Thursday, July 11th. The timing is awkward because it's all GMT because of the internationalization, but if you and so you can click on the link there to add it, or you can scroll all the way to the bottom of the page and click on your time zone. And then add from there as well, so that you can sit there and see that.
Great. I don't know if this is super relevant, but I do, since we do have some time, I want to throw this out there. I mean, we had just talked about time zones, and this is maybe looking ahead to when and if this is approved. But, you know, the TSC call doesn't work for me because it's right when I'm getting the kids ready in the morning. We had floated the idea at one point of trying, in the service of being inclusive to all time zones, to have a working group or a task force structure at the time we were discussing, not have regular calls. I just wanted to throw that out as an idea for us to consider. Like, if and when this gets approved, do we want to move forward with regular biweekly calls at this time, or do we feel like that's not inclusive? What do we want to do in terms of meeting and moving forward and discussing? We could just keep this time and keep going, but I don't want to just do that for the sake of doing that without us consciously thinking if that's the right way to, you know, meet regularly as a group.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I think that the calls will be important initially, and the more that we can move to asynchronous forms of communication thereafter, it will be good. But I think just sort of getting the initial concepts of agenda together probably lends itself to this kind of dialogue.
I was kind of going to say something similar. Like, I do think we need some kind of calls, at least initially. The other thing, though, I know, David, we were talking about this, kind of following, like, what the docs, I think the Fabric Docs meetings work. Like, they have multiple to kind of match the different time zones. And usually there's enough people that are in both or in a few of them that, you know, the information kind of gets spread. I do like the idea of kind of moving them around to make sure that everyone at least, you know, once a month at least gets a call that is in their time zone and it's in a hour that they're productive.
Yeah, thank you for that. I think, yeah, moving, if we want to have calls, moving them around probably does make sense so that we are not biasing toward one time zone versus another one. Okay, so what I heard is, for now at least, I will keep the agenda. We might change the name of the agenda. Right now it's community health, but if this gets approved tomorrow, we'll meet again at this time zone, at this time for now, and then we can discuss how to change it around.
Sounds good.
Although, let me just, is then 2 weeks out is probably member summit overlap, right? Or no, it would be right before, right?
Yeah.
So people might be traveling. Okay. Okay, great. Anything else for us to discuss in the last 20 minutes?
I think we lost Mandy, and it would probably be good to hear from her on this, but I am a little curious to explore more the some of the thoughts that Tracy had raised around how we can invite greater participation from groups that aren't participating and not do that in a way that's sort of like a quota system. Because I think I remember, might have even been Tracy saying something once upon a time about how women in particular might feel like the things have to be more perfect than is the case for men before they propose something or speak up about something. And so maybe there has to be some sort of direct invitation to facilitate that.
That could have been me, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, one of the things to consider is mentoring new contributors, right? As I got involved with Fabric and contributing to Fabric, there was a gentleman who helped me through that process, right, of this is what it's like to contribute and providing feedback on the pull request and, you know, kind of helping me through the process of, okay, well, it didn't get accepted even though it was a one-line change. Like, don't feel upset about that. I'm still upset about that. You know, so, but I think, you know, the challenge becomes if you don't have somebody who's reaching out to those new contributors as they are contributing, it's not really a welcoming sort of feel, right? If you put in a PR and you're like, okay, this should be accepted, and then it gets rejected, you know, the feeling there is just one of, okay, well, they don't want my change, right? Or if people don't respond to the change, which I've seen a lot of things, you know, obviously it's difficult to respond to everything, but, you know, questions go out on chat channels and don't get responded to, that's not welcoming, right? People won't come back and ask another question. And so I think those are the sorts of things to think about. And it doesn't matter, like, diversity-wise, it's really the welcoming sort of feel, you know, that I would assume most people would have, right? Some people will be more stubborn and basically keep at it and try and get their answers or get their PR pulled in. But some people will just be like, all right, I'm done, right? That was not a fun experience for me. I'm out of here. I'll go find someplace else that wants to welcome me.
Okay, that helps. Thanks.
Anything else to bring up in the last 15 minutes? If not, we can wrap early. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to the TSC discussion tomorrow. And if this gets finalized, it will be really great to be able to dive into some of these topics we're starting to talk about right now.
Okay, so, thanks everybody.
Yeah, I'll send the recording around to the people who weren't able to make it. And yeah, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.